Now, a very good description of the Bodhisattva as embodiment of the heroic ideal in Buddhism is given in one of the Prajnaparamita, or perfection of wisdom texts, known as the Ashtasahasrika, the perfection of wisdom in 8,000 lines. I'm going to read that now before we start concluding. The Buddha says, addressing Subhuti, the disciple, suppose, Subhuti, that there were a most excellent hero, very vigorous, of high social position, handsome, attractive, and most fair to behold, of many virtues, in possession of all the finest virtues, of those virtues which spring from the very height of sovereignty, morality, learning, renunciation, and so on. He is judicious, able to express himself, to formulate his views clearly, to substantiate his claims, one who always knows the suitable time, place, and situation for everything. In archery, he has gone as far as one can go. He is successful in warding off all manner of attack, most skilled in all arts, and foremost, through his fine achievements, in all crafts. He is versed in all the treatises, has many friends, is wealthy, strong of body, with large limbs, with all his faculties complete, generous to all, dear and pleasant to many. Any work he might undertake, he manages to complete. He speaks methodically, shares his great riches with the many, honours what should be honoured, reveres what should be revered, worships what should be worshipped. Would such a person, Subhuti, feel ever-increasing joy and zest? Subhuti, he would, O Lord, the Lord. Now suppose, further, that this person, so greatly accomplished, should have taken his family with him on a journey, his mother and father, his sons and daughters. By some circumstance they find themselves in a great wild forest. The foolish ones among them would feel fright, terror, and hair-raising fear. He, however, would fearlessly say to his family, "Do not be afraid. I shall soon take you safely and securely out of this terrible and frightening forest. I shall soon set you free." If then more and more hostile and inimical forces should rise up against him in that forest, would this heroic man decide to abandon his family and to take himself alone out of that terrible and frightening forest? He who is not one to draw back, who is endowed with all the force of firmness and vigour, who is wise, exceedingly tender and compassionate, courageous, and a master of many resources? Subhuti, no, O Lord, for that person who does not abandon his family has at his disposal powerful resources, both within and without. On his side, forces will arise in that wild forest which are quite a match for the hostile and inimical forces. They will stand up for him and protect him. Those enemies and adversaries of his who look for a weak spot, who seek for a weak spot, will not gain any hold over him. He is competent to deal with the situation, and is able, unhurt and uninjured, soon to take out of that forest both his family and himself. And securely and safely will they reach a village, city, or market town. The Lord, just so, Subhuti, is it with a Bodhisattva who is full of pity and concern with the welfare of all beings, who dwells in friendliness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and even-mindedness. So the hero of this passage, of this text, is, of course, the Bodhisattva. His family represents all sentient beings, all living beings. The forest is the forest of this world itself, this samsara in which we get so easily lost. And the village, the city, or the market town is enlightenment or nirvana. And to that city, to that market town, the Bodhisattva leads safely all sentient beings.